This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
During this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We're going to tweet this report out at Real Alex Jones in a moment and posting it to Infowars.com. Joe Bama, 2020, to rival Trump. A special report here with Millie Weaver that we're going to air some of in the next segment as Mike Cernovich joins us. And folks have been holding, and I appreciate it, and they're all getting a free T-shirt or something for doing it where they can hang up if they want. But I'm going to try to get to those calls with Mike Cernovich. He always has a lot to talk about as well. But Millie, you really, during the breaks, you're on a roll here laying out the big fight. Election fraud, what they're planning, the super ticket, Joe Biden and Michelle That's Obama, right. Michael Obama.
You know, Joe Obama is not actually a term that I just kind of created. It's already out there. There are tons of Joe Obama 2020 merchandise that you can already purchase and Joe Biden 2020 merchandise. And so we've seen tons of articles, leftist media outlets pushing for Joe Biden to run in 2020. And it's very likely that he will. And if you look at the past statistics of vice presidents winning elections, it looks very good. So if the Democrats want a sure bet against President Trump, they are going to run Joe Biden, and they're also most likely going to run Michelle Obama. But I think it's more likely that we could see her in a vice president ticket. So essentially, rather than having Obama-Biden, we will have Biden-Obama, or what they're coining, Joe-Bama. And what's interesting here is when I went around Austin and talked to a bunch of liberals and asked them who they wanted to see run for president, they literally all had Michelle Obama off the top of their lips. And even the ones that I asked Michelle Obama, they did not take a second to rethink.
And again, these women are well-meaning people. These are literal mind control victims.
Yes. And they're thinking, oh, well, she was a first lady, so why not have her then? And since Hillary is taking this fall, why not have Michelle Obama? And so that's what we're looking at here. But we're also looking at a tough 2018 midterm election. Although there are a lot of Democrat seats that are up for the midterms, they only need two seats more than they have right now to have the majority in the Senate and essentially try to turn Trump into a lame duck president. We've seen them perform miracles like they did in Alabama, or should we say voter fraud. And it's no wonder that Trump, I'm sure he has privy information, okay, about Alabama and about what all went down there. He's been tweeting out just recently today that voter identification laws need to be put into place. He says that the voter fraud in these liberal states have been refusing to put forward their voting records. So at that point.
And even Harvard did a computer check, and the estimate is 7+ million people voting in the names of dead people are voting repeatedly. Just in the last election, I mean, Trump had a landslide.
That's right. And we didn't realize that, you know, although Roy Moore had a huge splash controversy in the media,
he really won.
It was horrible. We didn't realize how crazy the voter fraud was likely to be.
Well, remember, the poll said he was going to lose by 15 to 10 points. Then he lost by half a point. And there was just Democrats going, I came here from California to vote and screw him over. Oh, let's engage in fraud. Yeah, rob everybody.
So that's,
I mean, they're just open about it.
Yeah, and that's likely what we are going to see in the 20.
No one votes illegally. No one votes illegally, Millie. This never happened before. It's a conspiracy theory. We're going to engage in fraud. We're going to totally take over. You got all the Veritas videos? I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. And
meanwhile, a new book with Trump as a bunny rabbit. They say I'm promoting a white nationalist book because the bunny rabbit has blonde hair.
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about racism against white people, man. But that's not even that. It's white people putting it out saying whites are racist.
And Michelle Obama has made many statements that people interpret as being racist against white people. But we're looking at the possibility here. Democrats are so familiar with the sound of Obama-Biden. When they heard Biden-Obama, it was instant. It's already out there. There's already been polls.
It's like, yes,
it.
We can. They it's all Pavlovian it. Idiocy.
Yeah, and it's, that's what we're going to see. Joe Obama 2020.
It's like, who's in the government? Joe Obama. Joe Obama. Joe Obama, Joe Obama, Joe Obama, Joe Obama, Joe Obama, Joe Obama. Stock market to zero. I want to be more. I want North Korea. Joe Obama.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
At Cernovich on Twitter, Mike Cernovich taking over in this hour, author, researcher, investigative journalist. I want to hear what he's got laid out for us today, always breaking big news here. So much craziness going on, fires at the Clintons' bedroom, at their house with the Secret Service, you know, right there inside. You've got SpaceX launch and reports of, you know, super EMP weapons being deployed. And we've got just North Korean war, not on the horizon, but right up front right now. You've got Steve Bannon, who we've tried to support. It's been basically one way. You know, because Breitbart does a lot of good stuff. I even think Cernovich's written some stuff for him. But the point is that now we see that going on.
Exactly.
What a dumb move by Bannon, man, I tell you. Because I thought he'd come out and say, I didn't say this. This is, you know, I mean, this guy's a known yellow journalism person. This wolf in the journalist clothing. So, Mike Cernovich, what do you have in your armory, in your arsenal for us today here in the information war?
Yeah, the Bannon stuff is a very, very important development. That, by the way, there are so many timeless messages in there. And, you know, I really want, because for me, it's a very emotionally troubling experience because, you know, I think highly of Bannon. Don Jr., however, is one of the greatest patriots in America, other than, you know, Trump Sr. I mean, the amount of abuse Don Jr. is linked to your stuff, to my stuff. You know, retweeted Jack Posobiec, retweeted Roger Stone. That guy just takes more abuse than anybody other than Don Sr. So the idea that anybody would insult Don Jr. is, of course, a very, very emotionally disturbing thing for me to find out. And then the idea that would have been Bannon wouldn't have made any sense. So I found out what happened. And Jonathan Swan of Axios already broke the story, so we'll give him the scoop for
it. Let's put it up.
Yeah, so I tweeted that link out. So his report is actually 100% accurate. So Bannon did what you and I do. You and I have a habit, and this is why people can edit so much about us. We'll say, well, I can't believe he did that because then they're going to be able to say Don Jr.'s a traitor. Well, what they do is they clip out Don Jr.'s a traitor, right? They don't go, then they'll be able to say. So that's why there's all those weird videos about you out there, me out there, anybody, because they leave that part out. So that's what happened is Bannon wasn't himself.
And by the way, Wolf is famous for this.
But let's look at the big picture here. What are we seeing? We're seeing the Russia collusion narrative come to a close. So what do they have now? Oh, well, let's have this Bannon hit piece. Let's cause division within the Republican Trump base. Why? Because the Democrats are going full
steam ahead
for 2018 midterms.
I totally agree, but I want to just ask you to finish that scene, give your take on it, because I agree with what he's saying. It sounds like free form, and I kept saying, Bannon, respond. Say it's out of context. Then all he says, oh, I love the president. That wasn't strong enough. So for me, that's when I went completely Captain Caveman, Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, he made a big mistake. Crisis management You don't have hours. If I woke up and saw that people go, you know, Mike Cernovich insulted Alex Jones, I would be on Periscope in a second. If they go, I bash Millie Weaver or InfoWars, I'd be like, whoa. I wouldn't draft a statement and run it by lawyers and run it by a committee. I would just say, hey, I don't know what the heck is going on here, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this now.
Yeah, this sounds like fake news. This guy misquoted me. I was doing devil's advocate because that's what they do to me all the time.
And Trump's come out on Twitter saying that there are blatant lies in this book, saying that this guy went and had access to the White House and went there numerous times. And Trump even says on his Twitter, this is not true. He's never been at the White House. I actually made sure he wasn't allowed to be here.
So, well, I mean, this Wolf guy, by even liberal publications, is known as really shifty. What's your intel on him, Mike?
Well, here's what he did. He softened everybody up. Back in November 2016, he wrote a very flattering profile on Bannon, which the media, by the way, freaked out about. They go, how dare you?
I remember he got that big exclusive with Bannon. Bannon was this big architect.
Yeah, so he did that big article in the Hollywood Reporter. The media goes ape crap on him, and I can't believe you did that, and blah, blah, blah. So he softened Bannon up. Because here's the thing, Alex. We're all men. Bannon's a Catholic. He should know this. He should know that vanity and pride is a sin for a reason, because that's how they get you.
Pride goeth before a fall.
Yeah, people flatter me all the time to insult you. People go, oh, you know, media people be like, oh, yeah, you know, Washington Post did this to me like a week ago. They go, oh, Cernovich, you know, you're too good. I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? Alex Jones is a patriot and American hero. But what they'll seduce you. They'll say, oh, Alex, oh, Millie, what are you doing with that Cernovich guy? Just tell us that he's a bad guy, you know, and we'll give you that good press. We'll give you that good media. You won't wake up to more hit pieces. And that's how the media is seducing people.
Absolutely.
So they seduce. So Wolf seduced Bannon with that piece, which, by the way, all credit to Wolf. I mean, we're in a war. And this makes a lot of people angry sometimes, because I call him more like a referee, like a journalist. And I give credit where it's due. The Wolf got into the White House. Why'd they let the Wolf in the White House? Well, because he ran game on him. He seduced them. He made them feel comfortable.
And sure, he snuck in with Bannon, and then Trump never saw him, so then he makes it like he had access. Total crap, Millie.
But then again, if, you know, I really think that something more sinister with Bannon is going on. Like, I liked Bannon and everything, but after really investigating and looking into this, I'm starting to say, hey, no, there's something not right here with Steve Bannon.
He is out of Hollywood.
Even when Trump is tweeting out, and Donald Trump Jr., they're tweeting out that there were tons of stuff going on behind the scenes, lies and scandal and leaks that can be traced to Steve Bannon. So that goes to tell me, well, did Steve Bannon originally have to leave because he was causing so much?
Well, let's get back to the Donald Jr. thing. The venom in, I'll crack him like an egg. It sounds like just like a guy acting tough, like, you know, drooling over the president's son, who's an honorable hard charger patriot, drooling over to that's in fact, Cernovich is just really intuitive guy, because I never really said on air that's what made me so mad, but it was that crack the egg venom, wanting to see somebody fall, wanting to see a patriot broken. It shows malice.
Well, it to me, it's always been very frustrating, because there, you know, I have friends that work at Breitbart, so I'm going to be careful how I word this so that the people don't lie about what I'm saying, but how many favors has Breitbart done for you? You know, how many favors have they done for you? How much have they really done?
Really nothing.
You know, let's just be honest here. They've always viewed us as kind of the outcasts and, oh, those are fringe people, not realizing to the mainstream media, we're all fringe. To the mainstream media, Breitbart and InfoWars are one and the same. You know, so that was
elitism. People always, they don't even understand the rock star effect of being the black sheep. The minute I became establishment, the aura is gone. It's like Trump's the outsider, and we're real. I could care less about red carpets and, oh, I've been invited to go talk to Bannon so I can, like, you know, have him brush his dandruff off on me. Go ahead.
Well, that's the issue, is Breitbart, they made a lot of mistakes. They said, well, I don't want to be a fringe. I don't want to be fringe like InfoWars, which is wrong, but I'm just telling you that's
exactly
what people think. And they got to realize that the media is never going to love us, okay? We're never going to get that glowing profile.
I was on a 2-hour Waco special on ABC last night. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, because you know what it's going to be. It's just going to be a hit piece. Same old lies.
My point is, I don't want to watch myself.
Yeah.
And I want to change the world. I mean, I look at one look at Brian Stelter and that fake smile of his and how disingenuous he is. It just makes me want to vomit. It makes me want to vomit. Mike Cernovich, is he not the ultimate example of just a the opposite of what a man is?
Well, I posted an excerpt from his book. He said that all the women wanted to sleep with Matt Lauer. I don't know if we can pull that excerpt up, but on my it's a true story. He wrote this book on
it's like Sheikh Uger says women are subhuman. Classic Islamic statement.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
A big, fat, disgusting pig. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, so I'll see if I can find that excerpt where Brian Stelter said that Matt Lauer was like a sex icon. So I'm going to search my phone real quick while you guys talk, and then I'll retweet it to the top of my timeline because he doesn't want anybody to know about this.
Look at that. I mean, if you showed a group of kids his face and 10 other people's, they would say, that's a bad man. I mean, that is the poster boy of a sack of backstabbing garbage.
Smile looks like a smile of a chimpanzee before it bites you.
Exactly. No, it's nothing but malice. It's just enemy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Millie Weaver here, co-hosting with Alex Jones and Mike Cernovich. And, you know, it's really important to note here that the Republican Party will kind of criticize just about any little thing and start infighting immediately within each other because we all kind of think objectively. Whereas if you notice, the Democrat Party will actually loyally follow whoever it is that's their person, be it Hillary or Obama, to a fault. They're like a cult. It's like they don't even have individual thought process to have criticism of their own party. And that has led to their downfall in overly supporting Hillary Clinton when they shouldn't have to begin with. But we also see the downfalls within the Republican Party where there's so much infighting all the time. It's like, can we just get it together so we can actually keep our president in office?
Mike Cernovich, I just can't believe that they're still attacking viciously as Trump and all of us together, with God's help, crush them. And I just think they're crazy enough, and they've been saying it, they're going to try to kill the president. I really think that's where that's going. I want to ask you that first. And then, look, I knew there was some animosity between some of the Breitbart people at the top and some of the folks in the White House. I tried to stay out of it. Because Bannon had a little bit more credibility as being a patriot, you know, he kind of just blew into town the last few years and took over Breitbart after Breitbart mysteriously died. So I just, you know, sat there and like 5, 10, 15 stories a day we linked to, cover it, you know, boom, boom, boom. For every 100 stories we linked to on them, maybe one mention of us, usually kind of a snipe, an attack. I mean, even Daily Caller does that. I don't freak out. Daily Caller wrote a piece attacking me. Fine, knock me out, baby. Let's go. If you think we're not on the same team, that's fine. I'm not going to stab you in the back. But now that if he stays on top of it with the Soros connections and the Chinese communist connections and this crap, for the good of the country, Breitbart has some great journalists and great people, and of course a great man founded it, and Drudge breathed life into it. Let's give Drudge the credit for the Promethean fire. Drudge founded Breitbart, okay? That's what, and helped Breitbart and all nine yards. Breitbart did a great job as well, but let's just give credit where it's due, because these sociopaths never want to give the credit. You give the credit to know what's victory and what's working and to celebrate it. I celebrate all these people. I don't like seeing Bannon's fall. It makes me sick. That's why I'm tired of it. I'm tired of investing in people and having to go crap all over us. Bunch of crap. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's treason. It's really infuriating.
And then they accuse us of treason. Yes. We're the Americans. You got it. We're bringing the country back and the freedom back. Get out of the way. You keep running your damn mouths, you're going to get war. Go ahead, Cernovich. Sorry.
Well, the issue is that they all think they're better than us. Because friends of mine will text me and go, you know that in D.C., the Daily Caller and the Breitbart people, they're laughing at you and Alex. They make fun of you. Why do you link their stuff? And I go, look, keep me out of the drama. I'm in it to win it. I don't care if some little, you know, soy boy with 5,000 followers on Twitter, oh, because he works for the Daily Caller or Breitbart, oh, you're such a real journalist, but we're the fake journalists, even though I can't go out in public without being
exactly
recognized.
Exactly. They join our enemies. Don't they understand dishonor is not what you want?
Yeah, they're snide, they're jealous because we are the real celebrities. We're the famous people. We're the people who have an impact. So me, I always tell people, I don't care. I will link to people who are throwing down fire on the enemy. But Drudge, who did Drudge light up on Christmas? Your website and mine, Christmas lights. Matt Drudge has never, and that's why Matt Drudge is a winner.
We're not just kissing his ass. He is the big man.
Yeah.
I mean, so much of what we've done is because of Drudge.
Matt Drudgen's proven himself, and he stayed loyal to the cause, which, remember, the cause before even the Trump train and Trump movement, the cause is the Patriot movement that we originally started, that you started.
Well, here's the deal. Drudge obviously knew that Bannon was bad news from what I saw in the last 6 months, and I he never gossips. I wish he'd have told me, you know, that he just doesn't do it, period. I wish I'd have gotten more warnings about this, Mike.
Yeah, well, the issue is a lot of people don't understand the concept like derivative social status. If you're relevant because of your association with somebody, or just maybe you never played team sports, protect the quarterback. Trump's a quarterback. No back, offensive lineman, wide receiver.
But you're a piece of crap if you don't do your job and the quarterback gets his knee broken.
And Bannon even hurt Trump's image in the first place. Even putting Bannon in hurt Trump's image because they tried to attach alt-right and racist white supremacists with Bannon.
They say this bunny book is white supremacist. Bunny book we sell because it's got a blonde bunny.
Yeah.
Well, Bannon... Give the devil his due. Bannon and Cambridge Analytica and all that stuff did really help with the swing states. And again, that's why for me it's such a troublesome position to be in because I have such emotional.
That's why I wish he'd have come out and said I was taken out of context. What is he thinking meeting with that demon?
Mike Cernovich.
What was the mistake?
Mike Cernovich, do you think that Breitbart should get rid of Steve Bannon?
I think Steve Bannon, rather than Breitbart get rid of him, I think Bannon should go start his own media stuff. He has his own money. He has his own talent. He has an interest.
Exactly. Don't just live off the work of Andrew Breitbart. Let's see him. He's such a big man. He wants to be president. How about he goes and builds a new Dynamo media empire and shows us his stuff? He didn't create it like Roger Ailes. He didn't create it like Roger Ailes. He didn't create it like Matt Drudge. He didn't create it like Andrew Breitbart. He didn't create it like Mike Cernovich or Alex Jones or Joseph Farah or folks like Tucker Carlson. He didn't create anything. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
So that's what he needs to do. That's what people go, you never bash Bannon. And I said, look, man, I just want it. And this is what frustrates me about the whole thing. I just want everybody to win. Even the people who don't like me, even my haters, even the losers, I want everybody to get a bonus.
No, I agree. But now that we know he's a big fat snake, he's got to be dealt with.
It's like, I just want, and it's so frustrating to just watch people lose. When we are entering a new golden era where there's never been more opportunity.
Exactly. I wanted to be in my X-Wing with Bannon right beside us and everybody else. We're blowing up the Death Star.
Meanwhile, all
not with him, like giving the codes to the enemy. There is a code, you know.
Meanwhile, all of this controversy is there to distract us from the fact that our economy is doing amazing. Our stock market is doing amazing. Trump keeps trying to desperately tweet this out like, hey.
And by the way, we're not being cheerleaders just to be cheerleaders.
No.
Trump is fighting for his life to deliver to us.
Exactly, and we are benefiting. Our country is benefiting, and this is literally just to completely cover that up, distract people from the fact that
instead of our country coming back, our jobs coming back,
they are.
Instead, I'm looking at this wolf devil. I'm sorry, go ahead, Cernovich.
Well, we might be the only honest people in media, because I remember when people said we all turned on Trump. Because we actually criticize him to help him be better, and when he's doing amazing, we praise him, and then people go, oh, you're just Trump cheerleaders. It's like, wait a minute, you said 4 months ago we turned on him and we were anti-Trump. That's because we do real, honest journalism here, and we called out the bad, and we praise the good, and that's the way every journalist should be.
We're cheerleaders of America, of our country, of the idea of making America great again. It's not about Trump. Trump could go corrupt and fall to the wayside, but there's still going to be this movement.
It's about delivery.
Make America great again.
Exactly. And notice, the executive orders for the child pedophile stuff and all, it's all happening. It's all real. The media's like, there's no pedophilia. Trump's not going to stop pedophilia. And you're like, wow, all you writers, are you pedophiles too? Or are you so soulless for a paycheck? You're on team boy rape. You're on team kidnap little girls. Because you know they don't just rape them. That's the Renfields. Higher level, they torture those little kids to death.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Oh.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
1776, baby, trumps everything the globalists are launching. And yes, the founding fathers were Christians, and they were quite a bit of things, big readers. And you know what 1776 is in numerology? It's three sevens. It's completion. And so it starts with one. And then you've got six, the fallen, failed man, in the succession. Wow. When man was better before the fall, that's why it's 7-7. We're fallen six, but from the beginning, God takes us back to the future, and we become perfected again.
That literally just blew my mind. And you know what?
And then they say it's satanic because the Satanists launched their operation the same year, trying to counter us.
And 1776 will commence again if you try to take our president out.
And see, I'm not part of a secret society or anything, but it's like I told this big writer. I said I'm kind of like And a lot of us like the head of the Illuminati, but not the evil Illuminati. There's no secret groups. There's no blood. It's not about power. It's not about Satan. It's illumination that God actually creates, and they call themselves illuminated when Christ is the real light. Lucifer is the false light. That's why in the Bible, Christ is the morning star, but so is the Lucifer. We go, oh, it's the same thing. No. Christ is the real morning star. Lucifer is trying to be the real morning star. And people, the real esoteric stuff.
He's the leader of the Jedi Force.
Well, the point is, is that we launched the real revolution, the real new Atlantis. And this completely freaks out all the occultists when I talk about this, because they know this and they don't want this known.
And you know who's a Sith Lord, right? George Soros, and what does he have planned?
He's more, you know, he's a super evil, like goblin gremlin of the even bigger spiders behind that. Mike Cernovich, you want to comment on what I was just ranting about?
Well, I've always said, and we've talked about this, that we are in a different, we're in a different era now within the collective consciousness, and that's why people, so I'll give you an example. This is going to sound insane to people who don't understand the global brain theory of the world, but I was asked by a very intelligent reporter, and there are like three or four of them in America, and she said, how, you know, she goes, why did you get into this whole politics stuff when I was really known as being a mindset expert, as a lifestyle expert, as something completely different? And I said, I was in Paris. And I was walking around, because I love to walk 5-10 miles a day, especially when I'm exploring a new city. And I was walking in Paris, and the sun had just set. And I saw a newsstand, and I saw nothing but yellow. And I go, what is this? It was a node, right? Well, what I saw at a conscious level was that Donald Trump's face was on the cover of some Parisian magazine, maybe Le Monde. And he was covering up the entire newsstand. And this was back when nobody said he had a chance to win a primary or anything. And I realized that was an energy network node.
The group mind already knew he was what we needed and was going to then push it through. Just like the big study came out a few days ago that people within an hour of you getting a bacteria or virus, even though it's not replicated, you're not really sick yet. Somehow we just see the body's gone into defense mode and supercomputers can't tell it. But we can, because we are the real supercomputer. We're just babies just now discovering it. And the globalists know it's there. They know good people have it. The evil people shudder it. They don't. To be evil, you have to shudder yourself. You have to give up a lot of your real potential. That's why in all the allegories, the evil wizard is always crippled and evil and ugly and bad and has arms and limbs that have been hacked off, because they have to give up their humanity, like Hitler being nerve gassed repeatedly in World War One and surviving. That's like an archetype of it, coming back from the dead, which he did, by the way, repeatedly. That's the archetype of these people. That's what they worship. It's like their Lazarus Project. We're getting into really sophisticated stuff here. The point is that I don't have to be in their fake Illuminati. All my ancestors going back, founding Texas, founding the U.S., and I'm not going to get into all the people because it sounds like bragging, but I couldn't even help it, because that's the real chain. That's the real spirit. And if everybody else out there that loves liberty, you search your background, I guarantee you there's stuff like that there as well.
Exactly. You know, it's in most every American's blood to want to resist tyranny, because most everyone came from other countries to escape tyranny that came here. So it's just interesting to see that now we're at this point where we've got these big George Soros guys out there that want to try to do anything they can to keep us enslaved. Wow. And what does George Soros have planned? Well, on January 20th, there's going to be another massive nationwide women's march / impeach Trump march. So we can expect that we're going to see another huge character assault on President Trump just leading up to this march to invigorate and encourage the women to all go out there.
And how do you get women to march to be Islamicist? You call it a women's march. It's the sickest joke on the planet. Sorry, go ahead. So they're launching a new major counteroffensive. He's putting hundreds of millions in. He put hundreds of millions just into the D.C. march.
And there's already, they even are partnered up with this thing called Rally Bus, which is essentially a charter bus that can connect people to rallies. So it's, for example, you can go from Chicago to D.C., and this is essentially to mobilize and get these Democrats.
And they give them food, they give them liquor, they give them everything.
Who's funding it?
Well, they admit Soros funds the women's marches.
George Soros is funding.
He gave $186 million to just the one in D.C.
Yeah, and this is going to be huge. And we can already assume that we're going to see more from the whole hashtag MeToo, Gloria Allred Front, coming after Trump.
And again, it's all about women, and it's these leaderless women, because there aren't powerful women leading them. They're literally being led into a trap. I mean, it's so painful. Mike Cernovich?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. We all see it. You can all see it. It's energy, and that is why they have destroyed, because our brains are drawn to energy. That's why, have you ever noticed you're walking down the sidewalk and you just suddenly veer left or you veer right, and then you're like, oh, wait, what was going on?
Exactly.
There was like an energy portal, and the Donald Trump magazine cover thing in Paris for me in 2015, when everybody said, oh, this is a joke, that was actually plugging into a node, and that was plugging into a good node. That's why when I say that Trump will be, he's a historical figure and a figure of destiny, you could plug into that. Likewise, it's like a Stargate. And likewise,
and people ask why I backed him right away. I could feel it was real, and the enemy's hate only confirmed it and expanding on that. Because we all have that sixth sense. I feel the enemy's breaking. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Well, that's why they're trying to open up their own Stargates, their own pedophile satanic stuff. You know, you ever notice that they say, oh, quit talking about pedophile conspiracy theories, but they're the ones who talk about it all the time. That's because unconsciously they know that is their Stargate. Hollywood was their node into the Satanism, into the pedophilia, and that's why they're so afraid, and that's why people like Meryl Streep, who praised Roman Polanski, that's why she's trying to attack Ivanka. And you think you're a Satanist, right? She is the one who cheered Roman Polanski.
Raping
now
a 13-year-old
girl. Trying to get ahead of this.
They put them in a mind-controlled trance so that literally they support their victimizers. It's Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, let's be clear.
And that's why they're going to have Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe, the creepiest person of all, running for president. He's literally gearing up, and they're backing him. And when I'm going out there on the street and talking to all these liberals out there, they're like, yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, and they don't think anything about the weird.
And people ask, why is he grabbing all these women's breasts and kids right in front of you? It's lesser magic. If he can do it right in front of you, that makes it even better. And then these are all deep occultists, ladies and gentlemen, and they know all this stuff, and they use it against you and your family. And then they got all their Harry Potter movies and stuff to trick your kids to get into it. And it's not that it isn't real. The point is, it's all dark side stuff. You want to just go with God, your intuition, you know, your gut, what's right. You don't want to be in these cults. These are people that know about God's power but are trying to twist it on a smaller level because they are sick, evil, fallen people.
They know all about wordplay, how to essentially cast spells using NLP, put people in trance, and how to do it. It's very hard to do. It's very tricky. Even if you try to learn and hear from some of the people who've mastered these techniques, it's
but
no
it only works on people
it.
That are in a near sleep state. And that's what the TVs and all the stuff's about. And we're here to break you out of the trance, which I know you've done, but other people need to and realize this is an epic war. Mike Cernovich?
Yeah, that's the zombie state, the zombie trance. For example, when I gave a talk at Columbia University, there were people of Antifa holding a sign that said no pedo bashing. And a lot of people, with no evidence, by the way, they have their own false flag conspiracy theories, claim that I planted it. And I said, well, wait a minute. You mean that Antifa and the left are such mindless zombies, they'll hold up anything that you give them? That is a far more interesting point that they're making. And that's what's become as a left.
That's right. The exciting conclusion.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 60
6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I
think. Isn't it funny? All the surveillance, all the cameras on the TV watching you. It's all turned out to be true. But we didn't go out on a limb when I told people that 18, 19 years ago. It was in the patents. Now they admit, guess what, they're doing it. Of course. Mike Cernovich here doing a great job. We were doing a great job as well. Coming up, the one and only Owen Schroyer with Roger Stone. And sometimes, of course, Cernovich contributes to the War Room as well. A lot of exciting things happening. In 2018, I'm going to double down on the money for all the different satellites, different TV stations. One is like at least three of them. And it'll be about $1.5 million a year. I'm not going out to get my own station on cable. That's like $10 to $20 million a year, and then no one watches it. I'm going to be... You guys got that music still up?
I'm afraid to wash my hair. Okay.
It's not a big deal. I can keep talking with it on, but it's blasting in my ear. Anyways, the point is that we're deploying a whole bunch of important stuff, and we need your support. We need your prayers. And there's a paradox where the very best broadcast, this is one of the best we've had in 6 months. Everybody feels it. Everybody sees it. The truth is just hitting on all cylinders. And then I have it plugged in like 2 hours because it's just so good. But if we don't do that, we're not here. They've written articles now across the country saying that Thump, the book, a children's book about the sweet bunny Donald Trump, is white supremacist. Okay? And then it comes with a poster, Alex and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, which the artist had the number one New York Times bestselling graphic novel last year, Clinton Cash. They made this new book. They wanted to get me involved in it. I did, and they flipped out because they don't want us having contact with children. It's all about them having the contact. So,
a feminist baby, you know.
That's right. Jill Biden, so that's going on. But listen, now your really fun this is getting the books, the T-shirts, the high-quality supplements, free shipping store-wide is about to end. It's got to end. And I've already sold out of the Myco ZX at the lower price. There's a little bit left, but it's going back to full price. We're selling out of the colloidal silver, so it's not 67% off anymore. And everything by Monday is going to be back to its regular discounts, like 20% usually. The air filtration, the sortable food, it's all 50% or more. I mean, some of these are lost leaders. When you sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off, cancel anytime. It's like 1 second. It's not like the mail order stuff when you're a kid. Like, cancel anytime. It just keeps coming. Yeah. I keep charging you. This is completely different. Super Blue toothpaste, fortified with a colloidal silver and iodine. That's about to end because it's about to sell out. And so, yes, what we do is we sell it really low price, and then when it's about gone, and we know there's months till more comes in maybe, then we sell it still discounted, but closer to full price to fund ourselves. And a lot of you go buy the products when it is closer to full price, and thank you, because it takes a lot of money to run this operation, and you folks really came through last year. They hit us. They took a lot of sponsors. They kicked us off Google Ads. They threw the kitchen sink at me, and I'm not whining. I asked for it all, and I'm going to belly up, and I'm going to take my licks. And you know what? I've never been a sadomasochist, but I don't enjoy pain. But this kind of pain I actually enjoy because I know it's the right thing. And as they say, pain is weakness leaving the body. So I trust in God, and so just thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Stock up on BrainForce, Alba Power, you name it. Mike Service, you never talk about how folks support you. You never seem to plug. You seem to give money to all these different groups to launch their own operations. That's how I see Cernovich. These sociopaths don't get it, and psychopaths, because they're so greedy. Mike Cernovich is like a wrecking ball against the globalist. All I see is good work from him. He's just out there beavering away, promoting everybody, and we see all the energy we get. We send him energy, and it's just we just synergistically get more powerful against the globalists, which we need to do. We're under attack. We need to up our mass, our strength. We need to combine together and move forward. And these idiots don't get why we're successful. They just don't get it, Mike.
Well, they don't understand spirituality. They're not Christians or Muslims or Jews or Buddhists or anybody who try to plug into a greater force. So I've always said that I am just a node in the collective consciousness, and I'm trying to be a node emanating positive energy, energy that builds people up, energy that uplifts people. And yeah, I don't plug myself probably as much as I should. I'm having a big event January 20th. You can go to anightforfreedom.com. Stephen Molyneux is going to be there. I think Owen Schroyer might be there. I was talking to him.
Yeah, but anybody want to come, yeah.
Yeah, January 20th is going to be a spectacular day since you have this. Is this going to be kind of like the Deplorable?
Yeah, so it's going to be like a Deplorable where dress nice. You don't have to wear the full-on black tie affair. But January 20th, we're going to have professional comedian Owen Benjamin, who was banned for being politically incorrect from Hollywood-level talent.
I was about to say, stuff like this is important to celebrate our free speech.
Exactly.
And to come together and say, we're not just still standing, we're winning. How do folks go to that? How do people find out about it?
Yeah, so the website is anightforfreedom.com, and you could just click on that and buy tickets.
And that's a double meaning, because we are knights for freedom.
Exactly, the K, exactly. And that's what I tell people is, look, nobody's attacked more than all of us, but we are winning, and that's why they're attacking us. I have the Rothschild family going after me now, sharing fabricated videos and audios and stuff about me. That's the level that we're playing at now, where the Rothschilds, who are friends with Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton.
And we've got to realize that I'm under attack by the same folks, and I'm not ready to get into it yet, but it's incredible. And what's amazing is they will literally go after everybody around you, literally try to pay them, you name it. I mean, this is an intelligence war, and I'm not an intelligence agency. Mike Cernovich isn't. But we're in a James Bond movie.
It is, and the stuff that we witness, we experience, everything is really intense because we are playing the game.
We're in the field.
We're in the field. We're in the field. We're chasing them around.
In the arena.
We're in the arena. That's right. We're in the arena.
But we're not going to hide. And that's the point, and this is the point that Bannon missed, even though, again, I want to be clear, I like him, right? You got to show your face. You can't let the enemy think that they've got you beat down. And Bannon, I don't know where he is. He needs to get out there. He needs to have events. He needs to have. That's why we're doing a Night for Freedom, where you can get tickets at anightforfreedom.com. Is we know we're under attack. We don't care. We're going to show up.
He's super reclusive, yeah. Well, I tend to be reclusive only because you can do more digitally, but it is important to get together and do events. Well, it's been an amazing transmission so far. Emily Weaver, tell folks about the special report you put out, Joe Obama 2020 to rival Trump. It's on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, other tidbits,
right.
Mike Cernovich, other little schniblets of information.
So basically, as far as this Joe Obama report, like I said, I didn't invent the term Joe Obama. This is out there. This is what the Democrats are promoting, and the lack of hesitation in these liberals when I asked them about Michelle Obama was frightening. Most of them want Michelle Obama.
It's groupthink.
A lot of them do want to support Joe
Obama.
Exactly. And what would they love more than
all
to
right.
come into office and undo everything that President Trump has done to try to protect Obama's legacy?
And it makes it so easy. You don't have to think, you don't have to be involved. Just, I'm for Hillary, I'm for Obama, I'm for Michelle. It's just so easy. It's, everything's happy. Oh, I love communism, even though I'm walking out of the barbecue place, you know, and I got a cell phone and everything. Sorry, Mike.
No, that's exactly right. They're completely losing their minds, and that is why when the harder they attack, the more transmissions you do. You got to remember, everybody listening, the greatest act of rebellion in America today is to share a link to Alex Jones, to Millie, to Owen, to Roger Stone, to Mike Cernovich. That is the true act of rebellion. We are the new pamphleteers. We are in 1776. 2017, by the way, is also numerically significant. Maybe we'll talk about that at another time.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
And so, again, the ones and the sevens. It shows the rebirth, a new era, just like in 1776. And that's why everybody felt it was changing last year. That's why everybody could tell that we're going into a golden era. We're going into a time of prosperity. And that was the significance of it. And now we're rolling in to the new golden era, the new era of prosperity. But that means that the pedophiles, the Satanists, the goblins, the orcs, the evil creatures, the Soros types, they have to come out even stronger because they want to return us into a dark age. So that's why people, if you're a patriot, you feel conflicted. You feel optimistic. You see that you're getting more money in a paycheck.
You're getting mixed feelings because the enemy's still there, and they're freaking out because the sunlight's baking them. And to be clear, this golden era, I agree, is coming in, is us getting ready to face the AI and the big super threats, where we're going to look back on these little demons and think, man, they were nothing compared to this. So this is God giving us a respite.
This is our chance. We need to take it. This is our chance to take our country, our freedom, and the weapons, the eugenics, everything that they have going on. The fact that now they're spraying our meats and our foods with viruses. I mean, we thought antibiotics were bad. They're spraying viruses on our food. The eugenics is up.
And they admit it all. They spray viruses on the meat.
Exactly. And this is our time to try to take our country back. We have a short window here before the technology surpasses so much to where we're just in complete enslavement. This is our chance to do it. We got to rise up and do it.
Great job, Millie Weaver. Your report again, Joe Obama, 2020 to rival Trump at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please follow us there while we're still there. Closing comments, Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, everybody listening, we're in a golden age. Work hard, enjoy the times, because the evil dark forces are rising.
Exactly. This is a coming up for air right now before we get sucked back under. Get some air in your lungs, folks. We're going deep dive next. Stay with us. Owen Short.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society.